Okay.
If you start to pit out, we'll turn on the AC again.
You know I get hot.
Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting. We are here. We're together. Even if we're stacked, when you see us on social media, we are sitting next to each other.
Side by side, because we don't like the Riverside. Should we give them a hint about...
I literally didn't know what you were talking about. I know. I just blank stared.
We're recording this on a Friday. So yeah, it's fully Friday.
But let me just say, Jenny is dressed so cute. She's got this little striped shirt on that has all primary colors and then dark denim with a cute little like red belt. She's very put together. And I am wearing the same jeans that I have worn for 6 months straight. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going commando right now because I have not done laundry.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. And I am greasy. My hair is greasy.
Remember the days
not in a good way.
Remember the days when going commando didn't hurt?
Remember when going commando, you were like, I'm naughty.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think I ever did that.
Oh, really?
I think I've always been a big drawers wearer. I remember thongs even being like, this isn't my speed. Like,
oh, yeah. I'd rather go commando than go thong, honestly. There's a lot that can go wrong there in my opinion.
Thong to thong, thong wrong. Yeah. Welcome to the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast.
Oh, yeah. If you want to look at all of this extensive beauty, you can go to YouTube and please listen to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Keep us going because we love talking
podcasting to
you.
Podcasting. We're on tour. We're going on tour.
Absolutely. Very soon. So go to imomsohard.com for tickets. We did add some local Southern California shows. Mm-hmm. They're very small venues. I think there's a few tickets left, so go there and get them.
Yes, we're going to be in Oxnard on September 22nd. We're going to be at Flappers in Burbank, one of our old haunts, on September 27th. I have to give a big shout out. So my daughter just started at this little all-girls Catholic school. I don't know any of the moms yet, and they started a text chain that is so sweet. It's like,
text chains.
Hey, I'm Chloe's mom. Hey, I'm... And everyone's like just being really polite right now because it's the beginning
of the
year.
Nothing to fight about yet.
So I was like, ladies, I don't know if this is cringy, but I'm doing a comedy show and like it's not going to be here enough for another year and a half. So like if you want to come... And like my phone was like, bing, 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 bing. So they have like a group of like 11 or 12 moms coming. I haven't even met them. I'm going to be like... You're going to know so much about my vagina by the end of the show.
Are you kidding me? There is nothing that more than moms love than that because they're like, it's a school thing. I got to go.
Yeah, they got to go.
There's all of the moms from school have this thing. And she's going to go,
to
her
husband.
I got to go to this thing. Yeah.
They're all so excited.
Have a blast.
I'm excited about it. And then there's this mom, and God bless her, she's the one. I'm like, I defer to you. Her name is Apple, which I love that name. But she's like,
you know a real person named Apple?
I know. She's in like HR, and she's got it together. She's like, ding, 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 ding. Okay, I've got a reservation at 5 p.m. Let's get everybody together. There's like 13 names. Anybody that wants to add, go ahead and bring. And she's like, I guess I got to reach out to Flappers and make sure we've got a reserved section. I'm like,
she's the ringleader,
run
y'all.
Run it.
Yeah.
Run it, girl.
God, those HR people really organized.
They got it organized. They're just sharp, the opposite of me. So I felt very honored and it feels very cool. Although now I'm nervous because it's all new moms that I'm...
No, that's better. That's better because you don't know them yet. It's a good way to... Like, they're going to be like, oh, Kristen's...
She's a down-ass chick. She talks openly about perimenopause.
Yeah.
We don't just talk about that, you guys, in our show. We talk about hot guys.
All
we talk
stuff.
About how our kids are literally trying to drive me insane.
Oh, my God. I woke up in the middle of the night and had to like put stuff in my phone where I was like, did that really happen today? Yes, it did. Yesterday was such a crazy day. Kristen and I are exhausted with life. We're exhausted with life this week.
Here's what you don't know about parenting. When your kids get to a certain age, all of a sudden their activities become like a bigger deal. And then you're expected to drive them to and fro. And if you live in a city and there isn't city busing, like there isn't like a bus, a school bus.
And there is.
You are in your car Ubering everybody all day long.
Let me tell you too, and I don't think most moms are actually in this situation because we got so many messages from moms about like how hard this struggle is of like being an Uber driver.
You think most moms aren't doing that or most moms are?
No, I think they are doing that.
Because that's why they have Pacificus.
I remember when you could go like, you walk down to the field for baseball practice. Like we don't and can't do that here.
I was thinking about this. I'm like, did my mom do this? And basically, whatever sport you were in, you stayed at the school and then that thing started after yes. school. And then usually you'd either walk home because it's a small ass town, or somebody else's parent would like bring you home, or your mom would like swing by and grab you because it's 8 minutes from your house.
This is, I remember being up at the school till like 9 and 10 o'clock.
Yeah, man.
Like getting there at 7 to start something, like for some kind of practice, and then going to school, and then you do all your other practices and stuff, and then you might have like an hour of dead time where you just hoped somebody's older brother would take mercy on you and drive you through Taco Bell, or you're not going to even get dinner.
Here's like, the other truth, too. I can't really remember, and that tells you how important I am to my kids right now, is that I don't know what my mom did when I was doing 1,000 activities. Because I'm having memories about other shit. And so are my kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like my kids are like, poor mom, man. She, you know, drops us off at 2 different times in the morning. And then she works all day. Then she picks us up. And then she takes us to soccer. And then I'm mad at her when my uniform isn't clean or I can't find my PE shorts. Gosh darn it. I really feel things for her. They're not remembering any of it.
I'm sure I said this before, but there's this rule in my house now. If you don't have all of your soccer shit ready to go Friday night, we're not going. We're not going because I'm not dealing with the stress and the screaming.
Jen's looking forward to the cancel. She's like, give me a reason.
It is. Well, last week, hey, I clocked in. And it was
you've
like 114 at that field. Like,
I think that's terrible that your coach had practice because the coach who I'm married to called it.
It was your whole division. It was that whole thing that did it.
Yeah.
And I went up to our coach who was like, I don't run this. But he did cancel the practices. But the games, like they won't, if they're not canceled by the division, they don't get made up.
Here's the other thing we have to remember, guys, is our kids
did I mention I don't give a shit if they get made up or not? But I went with all kinds of cold things. I brought my mistress.
She's got her fan between her boobs that like miss her.
Brought fans for other people.
But that's what I'm saying. We only think about the kids in the heat. We're not thinking about grandpa who's coming to watch the game and he's sizzling on the stands behind you. Like everybody's dying. It's so, this is a very hard time of year. It is the start of the year. It is the end of the summer. Yeah. It is the beginning of seasons for some lucky people.
Yeah.
And it is hardcore momming 101 right now.
It is so hard. So we had, and don't send us a message telling me that we over signed up for stuff, because I will admit to you that because specifically my daughter missed a lot of shit during COVID, like it yeah. wasn't going on. She's going to do all this stuff.
Yeah. Like, you guys have a very overextended schedule right now. Whereas I pump the brakes because my husband's teaching full time. I don't have it to give. I'm like, I can't do it. I can do one sport at a time. Luckily, my son, gonna fully brag, he's gonna be Warner in the school musical Legally Blonde Jr. at his school. I can't wait for that.
That's
and so now
cute.
He's in rehearsal five
God.
Nights a week. I'm like, welcome. Everybody should put their kids in theater, because if you're not in the scene, you're doing homework. It is literally
That's
the best. It's
yeah.
the best. And you know what? I'm not required to go to rehearsals, and I don't want to go to rehearsals, and I don't have to go to rehearsals, because what kind of fun is that? We shouldn't be going to practices.
Oh
That's
God.
Dumb.
No.
I can't even get over all of it.
We've got like 2 soccers. And thank God they lined up on the same night. But it really messed up because I go, okay, Brett, when is soccer practice for Delilah? And he's like, Monday, Thursday. I'm like, great. I'm signing her up for dance on Wednesday.
Oh, boy.
Signed her up for, guess what happened?
It swapped.
Soccer moved to Wednesday night. And I'm like, well, I'm not. There's no other class for her to get in, so
we're not doing
nobody
it.
Nobody checked with me first. Like, nobody on the team conferred with me. But we added a thing this week, which was, it's adorable. So at the high school where Kristen's husband teaches, all of the cheerleaders do this like free camp day where they teach
God.
Any little girl who wants to come.
Dreams are made.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
It is the hugest cheer squad, too. His school, it is a huge
cheer. It's a huge school.
Okay, so each
3,000 kids at that school.
Well,
that's more than my town by 1,000.
The whole town?
That's more than my town by 1,000.
How many were in your high school?
I graduated with 58. Not even top of my class. Don't worry about it. A lot of smarties. 50.
Wait, so are we talking 50, like 30s, 40s, 58, or 50s?
What do you mean? 58 in my class. 60. divided by times four.
No, I know. But if there were 58 in your class,
yeah,
and you weren't in the top half, that means you were
in the top half.
You were. Oh, okay.
I wasn't
okay.
in the top of my class.
I thought you said you weren't.
I was in the top half. Jesus.
Okay, that's what I was worried about.
I mean, I don't
about.
Know by a lot. But I was in the... I would like to think I was in the
Thank
top
God
quarter.
Thank God you've got those hairs on your chinny chin chin.
Sneaked
by.
Sneaked into the top quarter. Yeah, I think... You know what's going to be funny? I'm going to get 1,000 messages saying that was not the yeah. right number.
61, Kristen.
And I got the wrong population. That's yeah. what people get feisty about.
I think it's like 2,500, right? Last time we were corrected, it was like...
It's 2,000
Somebody
2,
had a baby,
people.
Somebody moved. I don't
Here's
know.
The thing. I know everybody there still.
Yeah.
So... And the same bars are still there, and
yes.
it's all fine. I love it. I'm from Central City. Go Bison. But I will say that it is crazy that I graduated with 58 or 60, and Colin is teaching at a school with 3,000.
Yeah. His
it's
one
crazy.
Of his classrooms probably has
He has
many.
An entire history department that is like a building unto itself with just history teachers in it.
Yeah.
Like the principal drives around on a golf cart.
Oh my God.
I think ours did too, but you didn't have to. It was just
He was
cooler.
Actually golfing. There's just lots of green.
There's just a lot of time in between open. Classes. And he's just like, I'm gonna go play a quick back nine and then come back and be a principal. What's up,
now
everybody?
I know how you got in the top half. You were like, oh, caddy.
Okay. I think you should use your 8-iron on that one. I think you're gonna lean to the left a little bit, if you know what I mean. The winds are coming up from the east. So yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
It's a huge
so she
school.
Gets to be cheerleader.
So
That's
they,
neat.
So they did, they learned cheers. They learned a dance routine.
So cute.
And I kind of want to break down for you how much is different about the world now than it was when we were growing up. Because, okay, first of all, they get, this could have happened anywhere, but there's, every girl got a cheerleader buddy. So they got a partner who was like their individual instructor, taught them all this stuff, and they get to do the dance routine.
So
with.
Automatic best friend if you're me.
Automatic.
I'm like, we're friends forever if we get through this.
These
and they're
cheerleaders,
like, oh,
they
God,
are so brave because these nine-year-olds,
on,
they're
strong.
Psychotic. They're
yeah,
like,
they're psychotic.
So they were all over at my house yesterday. So they do the camp, and then they get to perform at halftime of the football
on
game.
On Friday?
Yeah, tonight. Yeah. So there's nothing bigger going on in our
oh my
lives right
God.
Now than this. So we've been practicing. This is, okay, dance routine. It's like the mixes, you know, it's the same mixes we all did. It's like, bam, 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 bam. But it's like sandstorm. And then it's like, tell me what you want. What you really, really want. No, you got, yeah. It's all the same
Always
stuff.
The same. Because it's got to be a strong 8-count beat so that everyone's
yeah.
like, 1, 2, 3,
and then
four,
it's gotta
five,
have
six,
some
seven, eight.
Really dramatic pauses yeah. so you can like shout at the audience. And
Let's
like,
hear it. Go.
Yeah. yeah.
Go.
Totally that. But I was like, man, this sounds so good. Like back in our day, you were holding, one girl would bring over like a tape recorder to another girl's house who had a tape recorder, and you would put them like in front of each other and try to get this like the taped recording.
And then
you're
you
like, cut it exactly. There was,
oh my God.
Oh my God. And for the last 25 years, that's not been an issue. It's so unfair.
They have it so much. And also you had to bring a big stereo, which if you were from the 80s and 90s, you called it a ghetto blaster. I am very
big
sorry, but that is
stereo.
What it's
yeah.
a big ass stereo. And because you couldn't play it over like, there was no Wi-Fi, there was no Bluetooth.
No.
And then you had to buy 14 of the biggest batteries you've ever seen. That one of those suckers
oh,
goes
yeah.
awry, it's going to eat through the back of your freaking Chevelle seat.
Yeah, because there was no way, like they weren't going to like, play the song from the loudspeaker.
No, you just had to be, and you had to be mobile wherever you could do practice.
You had to have a little bit of feed into that tape where a girl could go hit play and then run to her spot and get ready. And that just doesn't happen anymore. It just doesn't happen, and it's not fair. Nobody, I watch these like play tax dance competition, and I'm like, number one, we never. My parents didn't, nobody's parents cared enough about them to like,
no,
get them that involved
it's
in
funny
like training.
You say that. I'm having a strong memory. I think you'll appreciate this. I was a cheerleader. I was more interested in having a dance team. We were a small rural school, not a lot of dance teachers. So I thought I'll create the routines. Luckily, I do enjoy it.
You've got some good moves, too.
So I decided I would do a song. I would create a routine. And I really did enjoy creating a routine. And we did it at halftime on a football field. And the song, because I didn't know what it meant, because Kristen wasn't getting any action, nor did she know what any words or anatomy meant. And it was Prince's Get Off. 23 positions in a one-night stand. Get off. And so we press play, and again, we're all on the field.
I think it's okay. I
know things are different now.
And back then, I remember going like, are we going to get away with this song?
The whole time, I'm like, I wonder what get off means.
Man, we would do that too. We'd be like, let's just see if anybody notices. But
nobody spot checked. Nobody came into a practice and was like, let me see what you're putting
can
on.
Can we get a coach in here? No. Yeah, no, the shop teacher's busy.
We didn't have anybody. Yeah, we ran our own practices.
I know. What made me giggle at the beginning, Kristen, is you making like one of those songs. I feel like for a dance routine would be like, are you ready for this? Me, me, me. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna ice, bake. Like just like one of those sampler albums.
Oh, the best 3 second. Everyone's like, I don't know what direction we're going. 23.
Just hear those sleigh bells ringing. The ADHD member of our squad made the...
You guys, we did 62 songs and 43. You never have to pick a song if you just pick pieces from the song.
You would learn it so fast and everybody else would be like, what the fuck? I didn't get any of those. Kristen was like,
I really did enjoy... Here's the thing. I love doing choreography, but if you were a dancer or you've ever been a cheerleader, it's actually hard to learn choreography.
It's hard.
So the girls that get out there... All the littles and the bigs that go out and do it, I'm just like so impressed because it's so hard and intimidating.
Wait, most of the ones that we did when I was in high school, there would be like 3 of us that would come up with it. And I really think I did it because if I didn't come up with it, I wasn't going to remember it.
Like that's exactly right.
And you're learning a new one every week. So you'd be like, okay, remember when we did Chattahoochee? Okay, we're going to take like this part of it. We're going to put it in this.
Chattahoochee.
Yeah. And we were kick line too, which was awesome.
But. I would just like to say, I think you will enjoy this. Because of my entrepreneurial spirit and my need for friendship that lasts a lifetime. my friend Danelle, also my first blonde friend, I made her...
Also lifelong friend.
Lifelong friend. Yeah. I made her get senior pictures with me, which is a weird thing that I require of my friends, is to get professional pictures taken with me. And now I've done that with Jen and everybody thinks it's fine. But even if we weren't doing this, I'd be like, hey, do you want to go to get...
We don't know when we're going to need them.
We don't know when we're going to need them. You know what? I highly recommend getting your friend and going and taking a nice picture.
Yeah.
You got iPhones now, but nobody's really snapping a studio shot.
Yeah, nobody. And you're with your family. No. You're just worried about them. You're not getting any good shots in for yourself.
That's right. So I told my friend to know. I said, I got an idea. Summer before we graduate, or summer before our senior year, I've got a way for us to make some money. We are a small school, but there are even smaller schools, and they can't go to NCAA cheer camp. So I said,
it's boot camp for tweens.
We should do a cheer. We will go and teach a routine.
Genius.
A made-up, curated routine for your town. And I sent out a photocopy of Danelle and I in our senior picture with our backs to each other. And then I was like, the dynamic dancing duo. And I
love this.
To every small, you know how I got them? You know how I sent it? My mom had a list of zip codes. That's how small these towns are. And I just wrote care of cheerleading host, coach, sponsor, high school zip code sent. Work. We taught 6 small schools and they paid us for mileage. I was like, nailed it.
That really is pretty amazing. Yeah, that's really smart.
And those routines were epic.
Good stuff.
I mean.
Are you ready for this? They were practicing their routine. Okay. But here's the other thing that made it.
The girls are fourth grade?
No, they're younger too. These cheerleaders.
Sweet.
They're so sweet. And I want to tell you how much I love everything about this. Like, I want to not forget. I want to not forget one of my friends texting and going, if we can do this later, I can get a bunch of the cheerleaders to come over to.
Did they have cheerleaders here?
No, because all the girls had homework to do, and it was too early, and they had back to school night, which I'm sure your husband was there.
Yeah, back to school night. Because if you said they didn't have back to school night, he would have some splaining to do.
But they were so sweet and so bummed that they couldn't come up and help the girls because they were so excited that the girls wanted to do a good job, tonight.
That'd be awesome.
So, okay. So here's the deal. They also, because of technology, record all of the moves and put them on YouTube or onto the school website on like a private thing.
So you can
practice at home.
Dude. Yeah. If you didn't have a piece of paper that was like left foot, right foot, no. V,
I literally remember calling people going, okay, after you do the sexy, and head shake, what's next?
Yeah, it's like, it's a shopping cart, moving around, contagion.
On the ground, and yeah, so you had names for all the little bits, you had to like learn. But then, that's so good, that's great, it's awesome. They're so good at it now that they just learn, like, they're like, we're going to add on to the dance routine tonight. So they're going to have them come early to add little bits to it. But, okay.
Pressure,
so
I would
they
feel.
Are walking out with the cheerleaders. They're going to be on the field. They are, like, on the track beforehand.
So I have goosebumps because I can, that's like next level.
I know. They're
going, in my head, that would have been like, here it is.
At
you
the
guys,
high school, are you joking
is.
Me?
This is the start of my life as
this
a professional
a career,
cheerleader.
That's what my daughter, little Delilah, is like.
That's it.
I look at her practice, and she's good. She has natural rhythm. She's so freaking adorable. But she is 80% shake and like 20% knowing the bits. And I'm like, you are the moves.
Hey,
like, she is my daughter, you guys.
Don't
no, I'm
way.
Not. I'm not.
Let her. Fake it until she makes it.
It's so fun to watch. It is. And they have to wear like, so.
If you don't take 1,000 hours of video tonight, I'm going to be so mad.
I will. And can I give you a couple more things that will make you explode?
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
So we bring them up there tonight. Okay. So they're going to be wearing their different uniforms, like the different cheerleaders. The girls are going to all wear black leggings, white t-shirts, white pants. They have to have big red bows in their hair. And the girls are doing their makeup. Are you going to die? Are you going to die? Would you have died?
I would have died, and I probably would have tried to, like, kiss one of them. Just, I would have been so weird about it. I would have been like, whoa.
She was like, I should wear red lipstick, but then they'll do, like, gold and the other stuff, like, the little dots and everything, like, on my face and, like, the little go, you know, like the.
So cute.
It's so freaking cute.
You know what it is, too? It's, like, good that, like. Little girls get to be around these bigger girls, and those bigger girls know that they have an impact on the little girls.
Yes.
And like, it's all the things that being feminine is like really fun. Like that is to
me.
I could use a little bit more of that in my actual life.
I could get way over sentimental about it because just like with Delilah's volleyball, I've told you about this. Like maybe it was this way when we were growing up, but I didn't notice it. I'm sure I did because we've always talked about like how we had like these like idolized or crushes on these older girls,
yeah.
You know, that were so like together and like, but I just sort of like look at the way these girls coach and they like, I don't know.
I think coaching is really cool. If that, I think what makes a great coach is you are stern, you are laying down the law, but it's all steeped in love.
It's respectful, I think, is what I mean.
It's respectful, but it's also like a coach that has the right vibe could look at another kid and be like, get your butt up and get running. What are you doing? Hustle up, dude. And that kid in their brain, even though that is criticism,
yeah.
That kid is translating as, that person believes in me and wants and is noticing me. If it's done in another way, it can feel pointed and critical and discouraging. And like, I do think Eleanor's soccer coach at one point, there was a soccer coach that was too much. And my meter inside of me was like, that's too much. That's
was
too much.
Was it a volunteer coach or no?
I'm talking total shit
right now. Well, because sometimes I have seen like coaches be a little much in the volunteer space because they're passionate because their kids are involved.
But I still say like, you know, don't maybe you talk to your kid like that, But the good thing is my husband does not talk to the other kids like he talks to our kid. He's nicer. So that's...
Well, I
go, they'll cry. They'll start crying if you're too much because you're too big. And sometimes there are a bunch of girls that are hormonal. You get one to cry, it's like a big old wave of
chain reaction. I did do that yesterday. But it is respect because they can like... They're like, you can do this because you're tough, and I know because I was you. And that I love. It's like... God.
It's modeling.
It totally is. It's like...
Not like the kind... Not and, modeling.
And they see this like girl who they're like, I can be like that, which not just like the ability, but like I can be like tough and powerful and nice.
And girly.
Yeah.
And like, it's all okay.
It's just the best. Like I can't say enough about it. Well, they all... most of the girls from our school that went to this came over yesterday to practice in the backyard. It was ridiculously cute, I will say. And my friend Gabriella she was like, do you want me to bring snacks? I was like, sure. Then, you know, I'll be on cleaning up dog poop in the yard. And then you bring... She's got like two big boys that are playing football tonight in the game.
God, that's so fun.
Yeah. And she brought more snacks than I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yes, because
and
I was like, that's what it is for at boys. Her house.
That is exactly what I thought. I was like, you can take it down a notch for these 8-year-old girls.
It's next. I don't know how my mother-in-law survived financially with three giant Texan boys who have appetites like I've never seen. She's like, I guess she went through like 2 gallons of milk a day. They would like...
You would have to.
They're insane. It's insane. I mean, I'm like, go get a J-O-B.
And all her boys are like weightlifting and like doing all this stuff. Like it's, of course, that means they need to eat like a good, healthy dinner. I can't imagine the amount of money that costs. But she was like she had just pulled up from Costco. She's like, I got Takis in every flavor. I got every kind of chips. I got granola things. I got dye-free.
I'm like, I have half of a Z bar in my purse.
Oh my God.
Am I killing it?
So these girls, they were so on fire to do this. They were so on fire to like practice this dance routine and like really wanted to do a good job. And like so I had to step away. Kristen and I had to do a phone call. And so I had to step away and my husband... But there's plenty of other moms there. It wasn't just like 10 girls are out like free-for-alling in the back, which I wouldn't have cared actually because it's all fenced. But so my husband was back there like doing video and stuff. And then when I came back, I was like, what did I miss? They were like, we're all tired. And I'm like, no, I didn't get to see it. You guys got to do it again. Like you got to do it all again for me. And so they like rally, finish all their, you know, spread of snacks and stuff like that.
Just like Flashdance, but they're not strippers.
No. I mean, some of them, especially my daughter, got some big moves, but like...
You're like, it's fine. Till she's 11.
They do the dance routine for me, and it is the cutest thing that you've ever seen. And then I hear some of the other moms saying things like, sell it, pop it. And I was like, No, I was fine with it. I didn't know we were allowed to do that because I was like, are we going to give notes now? Because I would like...
Oh, no.
I would like you girls to represent. And what happened next is one of the most embarrassing things that I've done in years. And
Jen
was like,
let me show you how to work it.
I did.
No.
My husband put me up to it. And I regretted it. Like the instant I started, I can't even open my eyes right now. The instant I started doing it, because there are...
What were you doing? Like, grinding?
Well, I was like, I'm not a cheerleader. I don't know. I don't remember cheers. I do know a couple of old pom-pom routines. So Britt was like, just do a pom routine and show them how to do that.
And you have the pom-poms that I bought you.
I didn't go grab the pom-poms. I was like wearing business-ish sort of clothes. And I tried to do a palm routine, and I just wanted to demonstrate, like, make sure all your moves are intentional, like your arms are straight. I hurt myself, Kristen.
Oh, boy.
I pulled a groin muscle. I got so embarrassed halfway through that, like, my voice stopped working.
She's like,
it was like,
I regret the length
like,
of this.
It's... Why am I doing this? Yeah. Why did my husband, like, he was so adamant about me doing it. They're all the sweetest people in the whole wide world, but it was, like, definitely the gauntlet was thrown.
I really want you to have tear-off pants at this point where you just have, like, booty shorts on underneath and you're like, dun, 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 dun,
I was aware of how dated the routine was.
Oh my God, of course.
I hadn't stretched.
Watch out, kids. I'm going to do Proud Mary.
I didn't remember. Oh God, yes, it was. Smoke on the water. Like it was so bad. And my hands look so dumb. I'm like, normally there would be pom-poms in these hands and this would look awesome. But right now, it just looks like I'm having some sort of like
a stroke. They're having the best time. And then you come out and it's like, like Delilah, like,
and then I was frustrated, and Delilah did come up to me,
yeah,
and
enough,
I was like,
Mom,
"Do you enough. Understand? Do you, I was like, you understand what I mean about like making your arms like really stiff? Does everybody get that?" And she goes, "No, Mom, I want to," and I go, "Delilah, you never listen to me. I'm just trying to say one thing about keeping your arms stiff," and everybody just stopped and was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, I'm kind of not okay right now. Like, it's been the longest day, and we just had this really long phone call that sucked. And, like, he pimped me into doing this dance routine that I don't have the physical or core strength to do. I am hot. I am, like, pulled muscles. And my daughter won't listen to me ever.
Yes, you need to tip that back.
Okay.
You need to have a couple big sips and let go and let God. She is going to do great. You're going to feel so delighted tonight when you see her. You're going to cry so much. You're going to take video.
My head off. I did
gonna
today.
Be awesome.
I'm going to check out of momming tonight, like when
you
she
should.
Goes to bed, because I like did PTA meeting right at drop
you
off.
You
got to
let go.
Go to Target, get the little matching stuff that she needs for her outfit. And after I watch, I'm going to like
just
do fireball shots.
Yeah, you're going to do shots of fireball and sip on a bong.
Yeah.
Like old school, like 90s style fucking bong rips.
I guess the lesson learned is if you don't keep up with cheerleading and dance team. Like
don't
you,
try. And not in front of those limber little things.
You know what my husband was doing? Trying to show them how to high kick. How many injuries has that guy gotten? Like serious injuries,
yeah,
you guys.
He doesn't need to be doing that.
Serious injuries he has gotten by showing off how he can high kick. It's a funny party trick when you're in college and you're a dude and you can like kick up by your ears. But when you are 55.
It's not, you're playing with the devil at that point.
You are absolutely tempting fate. I mean, it's.
Well, I think it's going to be so fun. I wish I could see it. I think it's going to be the most darling event.
I can't even. I'm so excited.
It's so funny. Our kids, they're all so different, but they're also still so much the same.
Yeah.
But I told, you know, because Eleanor's going to an all-girls school, and I just want to make sure I'm paying attention. And I go, hey, Eleanor, do you want to try cheerleading? Have you ever? No, I really just want to stick to goalie. I go, I know you can be a goalie and be a cheerleader. And she's like, quite honestly, I just want to be the one you cheer for.
Aww.
And I go, all right, do we need to, is everything fine? Is she fine?
No, everything is fine. It did just occur to me, though, and I don't even know if this is a thing still, but do schools still do flag corps? Because
oh my God,
absolutely
you,
see
let
her
me
doing
explain
that.
Something to you. You
it's
could not
band
be
related.
On the Central City Bison squad unless you could do flag corps, pom-poms, routines to the band.
Okay.
And I would like to say that my freshman year, we were under poor leadership. And and they were like, girls, let's go. We're doing Proud Mary. And I go, like, normally I have missed information because, like, lights are on and then they're off. And lights are on and then they're off.
Yeah.
And I go... I don't think we've learned Proud Mary. And Jenny, the head cheerleader, was like, just follow along. I'm like, it's all people are here at a small town basketball game. The other side included. And we have to go take the stage in the middle of the gym. And
yes.
The band's going to play Proud Mary. And we're just supposed to know it. And so I look over at Lynn and we're both like, Proud Mary, keep on. Whoo. Like we're supposed
That's
to go up
not
in the back
fair.
And down in the back. Yeah, poor leadership right there.
You can't subject girls. I remember being in the wrong spot for a dance routine and then having to very conspicuously move to another one. That's how I felt yesterday. It was like,
yeah.
Everybody's looking at me like I'm an...
Also, you quickly become the mom, and we all make fun of her. We all make fun of the mom who's in the back, like, doing the routine with the girls. But
oh,
if
yeah.
you have helped your kid on any level do anything, you are on the sidelines, like, whether it's like you're asking them to smile, or you're like 5, 6, 7, 8, and 1 and 2, or you're a, like the best viral video is that mom going crazy when her kid is wrestling. Aww. Do not mess with moms, with any kid who is passionate about anything, because they will learn the sport, football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is. Yep. They'll learn it and they're passionate about it and they're on the sidelines doing it. So that's what, like, I think you just getting out there and trying to do it was you showing Delilah that you care and that you want her to be good at it.
Thank you for making me feel better about it.
I mean, listen, I'm on the sidelines like, sell it.
It was just shocking that nothing worked like I thought it. I know. Like, I remember it working, you know?
I used to, like, be able to bend so easily.
Oh, my God. Everything was, like,
fast.
Luckily, there were no, like, real low dips, because I mean, I'm feeling it today, but I would probably not be walking today if I had done, like, any of the
I remember being on kick line. My legs stuff. Could go really high, and now my legs go, like, a V. Like, there's no
Yeah, your chin goes
to Yeah, I'm yeah, like, oh, you can't bring your leg up to your knee by bringing your knee to your leg. It's not attractive. Stuff
and I don't have those.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Not anymore.
That's why I just yell at everybody to be better at it. Wait.
What?
My daughter, like, honestly, why do you... we have a chalkboard. We have a chalkboard in our kitchen with our daily schedule on it. And yet they still reach out. Because I know what's happening. I'm here. So she has carte blanche to Roblox. And her brain has decided not to do anything. And she's like, hey, what time do I have to go to soccer practice again? I'm like, it's on the chalkboard.
She's going to talk to text right now.
Yes, you need to go to Jill's at 4:30 with your soccer bag, your cleats, your water bottle, sunscreen, and make sure you have a little snack before you go. And then go out the side door, not the front door, so it's locked. And then go to Jill's, and then you'll go to soccer practice, okay?
Yeah.
How many times do you send that text? How many times? Should I just put it on, should I just copy and paste it? And then I get an okay, which means not okay. Like, nobody's listening. Nobody listens, nobody cares. Dun, 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 dun.
Wait, I thought we were following this guy. Nope, wrong guy.
Okay, Jen's got a hot flash. Do I know him?
That's not. I don't know. I sent you his chicken recipe.
Oh, boy. He's the great casserole debacle of 2024. Yeah, I don't know if that's a hot flash.
Kristen's like, you got to learn these recipes, which number spoken from somebody whose brain moves quickly, because I will watch a TikTok video and all I saw was ingredients and then, like, somebody eating it.
Yeah.
Like, you miss everything. And where do you go to get the amounts and stuff like that?
I screenshot it or I watch it 400 times and I memorize it.
Mm.
I mean, you can go to their bio. But here's what I think.
I went TikTok to his video, bio and I couldn't find it. You don't
need
a list of ingredients.
Like, if the recipe is truly easy, you don't need 4,000 different things to make it. You like, I love the ones that are like, this is slow cooker lasagna soup. And they just fill it with all the stuff that makes sense. It's not like you need, oh my God, there was a thing that I made that I had to find a special spice for it. And I've never felt worse giving my husband food because I was trying out this super hard recipe. And I feel it like was garbage.
Your husband and my husband both have like a pretty... a lot of leeway. You really got to mess something up before they're going to be unhappy.
I think, like, Colin has literally eaten stuff that he's like, it didn't smell good. It didn't taste right. Didn't smell good. And now I'm blowing ass. And I'm like, well, that's on you. But this one was rough. I mean, it was a really rough recipe. So I like TikTok because it's like, it's brass tacks. It's like, do this thing. Oh my gosh. And Tink? Is it? No, not Tinks. That's the wrong one. Teeny, the chef. Am I getting that wrong? She is a little tiny blonde girl who, like, won Gordon Ramsay's thing, and she was like 18 at the time, and she, oh my God, her tomato soup is the best. But she cooks hard stuff. She's like an actual chef, so I can't do all of her stuff, but I highly recommend.
This guy, he's going to be my hot flash, okay? Hot flash. So I'm having to scroll through all of the Taylor and Travis posts that Kristen and I have sent back.
When Taylor calls Travis, his boyfriend, her boyfriend.
Oh my God, right? And did you hear him talking about how talented she is today?
Yeah, I've had enough, all right? Like, they're just...
I get it.
They're just banging all the time. Oh, they're having the best sex.
Can't one of them, can't one of them accidentally put their phone on live when that's happening?
No, they did.
I heard...
There was a dude.
I heard it. That's I know. I heard about it.
Went live doing a sexual act and that he's embarrassed. Oh my God. That would not be the case.
That's everybody's worst nightmare, isn't it?
It's when I'm in the bathroom or if I'm talking shit.
Crapping. Okay, here we go.
Crapping or talking shit. Zach, I would be like, it's.
There are a bunch of imposters. It's Colby Cash. One of them ones you want to keep in your back pocket because it can be a
quick okay.
This is my hat flash.
In all fairness. I would think this would be hard for Delilah to get behind.
I didn't put the paprika in it, though. I didn't put paprika in it.
It's real basic. It's fried chicken with basically mac and cheese.
The only seasoning that was in it was garlic, salt, and pepper.
We should pause that so it doesn't overlap.
Okay. All right.
But he's worth it. He's a really fun one to watch because his, again, I like him because, first of all, he's...
Very easy handsome. On the eyes. And the way he talks about that voice. Food is like he's going to make love to it.
I'm like, it's... Hello, if you want to turn on a woman, it is not going to be like, let me tell you what I'm going to do to you. It's like, I'm going to serve you the most drippiest, delicious mac and cheese with a hot roast beef sandwich. And all I want you to do is clean up your plate.
Oh my God, just shut up and eat this peach, sir. Really? I don't mean that, but I do. I guess I do.
Cobbler.
Sorry.
Sir.
Sorry.
R-rated. X-rated.
I don't know.
Who's in for it? I'm just saying that's all. Like, if you were telling me, if the greatest way to get to a woman is be like, girl, you need to put some meat on your bones. You are too thin. You need to eat some. I'll be like.
I do. Okay. I think a man with an insatiable appetite for food, insatiable appetite for a lady is very hot. This guy's got, so follow him on Instagram. He's got great recipes. They're very Midwestern, like this one that I tried. It's rice, chopped broccoli, chicken. It was very easy. I loved it. I did miss the paprika. I didn't put it in because I wanted Delilah to eat it. It ruined our lives.
That didn't go well.
It ruined our lives. It was an entire evening of my life that I'll never have back. And don't send me any suggestions.
It's fine. We're on a high point with Delilah right now. She's going to do her halftime show.
Yeah.
The great casserole debacle of 2004 is going to just remain on the shelf until we are, we both have things to complain about our kids.
I am not emotionally prepared to go into all of that right now because I haven't really processed who was right and who was wrong. But it was just nobody felt good about it. So we're all... I've had a hard week.
You know what? We're doing all right. We're gonna.
I think we're doing okay.
And I think we just podcasted.
We just podcasted, Kristen. Woo!